Hi, you're with Julian, and a review of the latest Libertines album, and a cautionary story about how artists can unfortunately go off the boil a bit when they are happy. The notion being that when they're smacked out and rowing all the time that they make some of their best music, and when they're content in life, that fades away a lot. Which is a bit true here, but I don't begrudge it. I love the Libertines. Libertines are a very unique band because they came at the arse end of Britpop, which I hate, and at the start of the landfill indie, the best music term I've ever heard, which is basically Britpop but shitter, which dominated the next 10 years of British indie. Apart from bands like Franz Ferdinand that stood up around sort of 98-99, and so did the Libertines. They were like this flash in the pan, and they were just amazing. The romance of their lyrics and their social observation, their Scarborough guitars, the fact that they were immediately connected like a lightning rod to the Clash rather than Oasis, which so many of the landfill indie bands were. And the, you know, the whole story of Pete Doherty and Carl Barrett, these, you know, are they in love, co-lead vocalists and songwriters, having this tumultuous relationship. The drummer was Gary Powell, who's still a drummer, who's excellent, and John Hassell on bass. That was a four piece, but it was all about Carl Barrett and Pete Doherty, fomenting in lots of stories about Doherty's drug abuse, his engagement to Kate Moss, I think, and him robbing Carl Barrett's house for money to steal stuff to buy drugs and ending up in jail. It was just rock and roll heaven, and their music was fantastic. It had this spark about it that none of those landfill indie bands had at all, not even Oasis had. Maybe like the first couple of albums are pushed, but even then I would say I would put the Libertines above those first two albums by Oasis. And their debut album, Up the Bracket, was just this in 2002 was just this fire, and they found themselves more aligned with the garage rock revival of the likes of the Strokes and the US bands and the White Stripes, which I'm glad about because they didn't belong in the indie landfill bracket, and they were terrific. And they burnt a bright path for two albums and split. And the self-titled second album I still think is fantastic, underappreciated actually. And Can't Stand Me Now is one of the greatest songs of this century. And like the dichotomy of the two people talking about themselves is enthralling. It's amazing. And then they went their separate ways. Carl Barrett formed his own band. Pete Doherty had actually massive success for a brief period of time with Baby Shambles. They had one really great single and a terrible album, I thought. But since then, they've got back together probably, I don't know how many years ago now, but maybe 2014, around then, and been touring pretty regularly, and I desperately want to see them. I still haven't seen them. They're one of my tick boxes. They came to Sydney once as a mid-afternoon act at a terrible festival, and there's no way I was going to pay to watch them for 40 minutes in the mid-afternoon at a music festival. It just wasn't going to happen. But Anthems for Doomed Youth, a very underappreciated comeback album in 2015, has now been followed by the wittily titled All Quiet on the Eastern Esplanade. It's not a very good album, unfortunately, and I do wonder how much that is that the band are happy. Pete Doherty seems happy. I think he's living in France and drinking wine and eating cheese, and there's not the drugs on the head, and they all seem happy, and they're playing live, and it's just an album for the sake of it, I think, this time around. The opener, Run Run Run, it sounds like really well done landfill indie, a little bit like a cheesy version of What a Waster, one of their greatest songs. It's catchy and it's forgettable. So it's while it's going, it's kind of enjoyable, but it's not something that you're going to go back to. And the fact is, you know, this album is so much better than the Liam Gallagher John Squire album in every way, like the particularly the lyrics and the intrigue and the freewheeling nature of the music, rather than this very clod-hopping 4x4 beat on every song with very generic chords. They're a lot more freewheeling and interesting as a band musician-wise, and Gary Powell's a superb drummer. Track 2, Mustangs, is the one of the problems here with the lyrics is that the social observations, which used to be so good in their music, is a little bit trite here. Sort of like, you know, council house mum in a tracksuit lyrics are a bit obvious here. It's like not only a lower rent version of Pulp, His and Hers era, but a lower rent version of themselves a little bit. Not very interesting. But tracks 3 and 4 are much, much better. It's got a, like the guitars and everything are a lot more scabrous, and it's got a lot more fleet of foot. It sort of jumps between like tempos really quickly. A better beat than that sort of clod hopping landfill indie 4x4. Some more memorable lyrics. Tears like bombs fall without warning. Really stuck in my mind. And so track 4, Merry Old England, which sounds like a centerpiece of the album. I really like this track because it's difficult. It's a song about refugees coming to England, and it doesn't make it obvious where the sentiment lies here. It seems to be about immigrants coming to England from Ukraine or from Albania or from every part of Europe, and Welcome to Merry Old England basically saying it's a shithole. But it doesn't express... I like the enigma of it. It's almost like it's walking a dangerous tightrope. And it reminded me a bit of the Morrissey song Bengalian Platforms, which walked a similar tightrope. And the whole I've seen you in the park on the swings and stuff like that. The lyrics are a lot more... The observational lyrics are a lot better. And I thought it was a really good song. Man with a Melody reminded me a little bit of the early Suede when they did sort of like these 60s ballads, but it's a bit Noel Gallagher as well, so not great. Oh Shit is not an interesting track that goes beyond, you know, the first time you hear the chorus, you've heard the whole song. It's got a nice sort of middle eight bit where it goes into the churning anarchy in the UK guitars, but overall it's a forgettable and bland song. The most interesting musically is Night of the Hunter, which is got trashed in some publications, but first time I heard it I was like, is this Swan Lake? So the music is Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky, which is one of the most beautiful melodies in the history of music, but done in the style of Ennio Morricone doing a spaghetti western for Sergio Leone. And I would totally watch a Sergio Leone filmed and Ennio Morricone scored version of Swan Lake. I found the music fascinating. Unfortunately, the lyrics are pretty obvious again. It reminded me of a lesser version of the Smiths' Sweet and Tender Hooligan. Shiver was interesting, more interesting musically, and it's got a really good chorus for once, which I thought was really nice. And the first album, Urgency, of Be Young, track 10, I thought was good, and it drops between different things. Like for a few times on this album, they use that dum, 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 ch, Be My Baby beat, which is a bit obvious, but going into like this cod reggae, a bit Sublime-like, if you remember that band. Musically very, very interesting. And the final track, Songs They Never Play on the Radio, is melodically very quite strong, but very forgettable again. It reminded me of that song by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, Two Kids in the Yard. Da, 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 da. Our house. It's got this choral element going on that really reminded me of it. It is still an album that I would listen to 100 times in a row rather than listen to the John Squire and Liam Gallagher album once. But his Anthems for a Doomed Youth is now really standing up as quite a strong album, their previous one, but this one is not. But I don't care. I love the Libertines. I hope they continue playing live. I desperately want to see them. All Quiet on the Eastern Esplanade. is a passable background listen. Don't focus on it too much, with the odd decent track, a 6 out of 10.